Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
What a one X. It's the Morning X. Jason Dick and friends. Good morning, my friends. How are you? Good? You making it? All right. That's excellent. Hey, look, it's my number one friend. I got my Haas check. Woohoo! That's the best I can do. Nicholas Hajda, the assistant host of the program. Good morning, buddy. What's up, my man? What's up?
I appreciate What's up? The effort.
Oh, okay. Good. New friend, noted young person. She's three full years younger than the movie Clueless. Emily, good morning. How are you?
Hi. You learned that yesterday,
and
didn't
like,
you?
I'm supposed to swoon as if.
As ew. As if.
But you are into Clueless.
I like Clueless.
Even though it's like a, it's an oldie.
It's an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah.
Just like you guys.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
How
I'm just kidding.
How dare you?
Sorry, that was like
You're
the first
oldie,
thing
I'm
that
goodie.
Came in my mind.
Just like you guys.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I crushed your spirit.
Oh, no. That's fine. That's fine. We did some team building for the first time last night. Does the team feel built? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Yeah?
It ended up with me driving past the Whataburger and being like, nope, not that
Wait,
line.
Wait, you didn't go?
No.
Oh.
You, Emily took you home.
Yeah.
And then you got in the car and
yes.
drove to Whataburger.
And I watched him do it. And I said, where are you going? And he said, food. And then I was like, all right, I guess I'm not invited. And then I drove home.
Yeah.
You thought there would be food at team building, so I didn't eat.
You thought there would be food at team building. We were going to a bar.
Yeah. Bar Rescue tells you, if you're a bar that doesn't have food, what are you doing?
Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Nope, Just Go. We'll talk about our team building experience later and how Emily ordered a drink I've never heard of. I didn't even know it was possible. I thought that I knew all the drinks already. But also, this is, I don't know, I guess this is how I'm an oldie but a goodie. I'm sure you feel fine today, Emily.
Yeah.
But team building, what do we have? Four drinks?
Yeah.
And then I had two before you guys got there, mm-hmm. and then the two pregame drinks, and then the two postgame drinks. I guess that is a good amount of drinks.
That's a good amount.
I'm a little foggy.
Shots. Forgot about that.
I'm a little foggy today, but yeah, we'll make it. We'll wake up.
I feel fine.
Of course you do. Of course you do. Good.
It's coming for your ass. Just wait.
Nothing wakes me up. Nothing gets me going like a good infographic, though, guys. Thank you, Nick. You know how I dig on a good infographic. What is this? What is the word that each state has to Google? How do you spell this the most? Texas.
Ooh, vaccine's got to be somebody's.
Unfortunately.
That's a toughie.
I don't see vaccine here anywhere. The most common nationwide, how do I spell this word? Beautiful. Emily?
What?
Go. Beautiful.
B-E-A.
I totally know it.
B-E-A-U-T-I-F-U-L.
Man, you said UTI with a lot of enthusiasm.
She also put an extra one on the F. Did you hear that?
F.
Yeah, that's correct. Honestly, all of these, I'm like, shame on you, America. Texas, it's because. Because. Who doesn't know because?
Because.
Because.
Yeah. How do you, what other way would you spell it? Beautiful, I see. It's like that E-A-U, the three vowels right in a row.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I don't know, which one? V-U-A, B-A-U?
I know it because that one movie.
Which movie?
What is it? Where he's like, it's a B-E-A-U-tiful day.
That sounds like Jim Carrey.
It is Jim Carrey.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oldie but a goodie. Oldie but an averagey. I'm
not
sure.
Number 23, I bet.
Which one?
Okay.
I don't even. How would you? I guess, could you put the A and the U in the wrong spot? How do you not spell because correctly?
Probably drop the A.
What are we doing here?
I saw this happen the other day live when I was watching Emily write something. And she misspelled the word, but like nowadays the bar is just, can you trigger the autocorrect? The little red squiggly line. Like that's the bar that we're hitting of how to spell words.
Right. That's a good point, is that back in my day, Emily, there was no spell correct, no autocorrect. You had to
go to the dictionary.
You had to know how to spell it or just have enough confidence to hand it in like that.
Yeah.
That's why
I had had that too. Remember, I went to Catholic school. They didn't believe in technology for like
really?
5 years after it was born. So
spell check and condoms, they're out.
It's funny how as you move further north and east in the country, the words seem more difficult. The ones that they have, for example, like is that New Hampshire? I'm going to say that's New Hampshire. They have to Google aesthetic. Does seem at least somewhat,
difficult. I Googled that one, too.
E-T-I-C?
Do it again.
A-S?
No. No.
It's A-E.
No.
Right?
Yeah, it's A-E.
A before E, except after C.
No.
No.
the one right next to it, is that Vermont? Exorbitant?
Oh, that's
exorbitant?
Tough.
Yeah. Go for it.
Exorbitant.
E-X-W-H-O-R-E.
Did you put a W in there?
Exorbitant.
No, not...
I promise you I can do this if I'm like writing it or typing it. I can't do it in my brain.
I never understood that. And
I'm
playing the clips
like
from
muscle memory
the spelling
thing.
Bee.
I know it.
You always see those little kids take out, they're like writing on the back of their name tag type thing and the air writing things. That doesn't do anything for me. I don't know. Did I not write enough?
I do that with math too.
You do that with math?
Mm-hmm.
Like if I said, what's the square root of 144, you would somehow take out a...
Yes, 144.
Would you air type it into your calculator?
I have to do it as well, like with my finger in the air, but I'm doing the abacus. I'm moving the little beads back and forth. No, it's how some people's brains are able to visualize matrices and things, and you can just see it in your head. Other people have to actually... write it out or do it. It's just, I don't want to do this.
Weak
but
brain. Weak brain, in my opinion.
You're smart.
Don't tell him that.
I know.
there's one state, Tennessee. I was just there, Tennessee. What's wrong with you? They're most commonly Googled, how do I spell a word?
Tennessee.
It's only got four letters.
Aw.
It's gray.
Oh.
Now, I see what you're doing. Gray, because,
they're like, you say it like the Brits?
You go E or A.
Yeah.
What do the Brits do?
The Brits call it, is it G-R-A-Y?
A-U.
No.
They like to put U's where they don't belong.
No, I think they do an A.
It says here gray with an A is more common in the U.S. while other countries spell gray with an E.
Yeah, that's.
But both are acceptable? Both mean the same thing?
Yeah, I guess.
I think so.
I could call it a gray area.
There's that big brain.
Jokes. I didn't pause long enough, to set it up. That would have been better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's try it again.
Refresh. Yeah. Okay.
The United States, they spell it with an A, but other countries, G-R-E-Y. Both are acceptable, though. You know, you could call it a gray area.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
That's not funny!
It's the Morning X.
Morning X Sports.
AG Rugby tickets coming up in just a second. Sports brought to you by Pants. Hey, Emily. Longhorn test.
Head.
It's 6:54.
Okay.
Really?
And?
It's 6:54 and...
And I'm Longhorn.
I guess.
Oh, you?
Sucks.
Still? Okay.
Yeah. You don't know that thing?
No. Why is it 6:54?
What is the origin of that thing? First of all, I don't like it. I don't like doing that. My guy Beto does that all the time. And I just feel like we're a classier institution than that. We don't have to stoop to their level. But it's a thing that you can just, whatever time it is, at any time, you can just say, hey, 6:55 and OU still sucks. Boom! Roasted.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Good.
Well,
I have that other one too now available as well.
It's 6:55, and OU is still a 5-time Women's College World Series champion. Their third title in the past 5 tournaments. Oklahoma beat Florida State 5-1, the rubber match yesterday, and wins the national championship of college softball. You go, girls. Emily, choose your own adventure.
Okay.
Do you want woke, progressive, but somehow still annoying Jason take on women's college softball, or toxic, he might get himself fired take?
I want to say woke, but I know you want me to say toxic.
No, I know. I don't want you to. Why would Jason gets fired take?
You want me to. Okay. You gave a little, look, a little
spoiler,
nudge.
Spoiler nudge alert. Right. I'm going to do them both anyway.
But. Oh, great.
Okay.
You don't even care about
what
my
do
opinions,
I do?
But do I do
the bad one first and then palate cleanse you with the progressive take?
Could I have like one of those hot take sports shows, but with woke Jason versus.
Oh. I'm doing both of them at the same time. Golly, the degree of difficulty of that is so high. I had 8 drinks yesterday. I don't know if my brain can handle it.
I feel like that's one of the things that will like break down the space-time continuum. Like, we can't have you doing both of those. We're crossing the streams.
Okay, I'm going to try it. Okay. I'm going to try it.
Okay.
Hey, Jason. Okay,
Hold on. Okay. So, toxic, gonna get fired. Jason swoops in here first. What's up with women's college softball? You ever notice there's no average looking ones? They're either like totally hot chicks or they're.
All right, this is a mistake.
The you know. There's not just an average. Okay, here comes progressive. How dare you? How dare you be so disrespectful to these elite athletes? And not just you. It's not just you, Jason. You are representative of a problem we have all across the sports media. Yesterday, the Lady Sooners were claiming their 5th title in this millennium. And what happened? You put it on TV at 2 p.m. on a Thursday. What's going on? This is not worthy of your primetime airwaves, ESPN. Shame on you. Okay, here comes toxic Jason.
Oh,
you see that picture?
I thought it was over.
See that picture for Oklahoma? She's wearing number 77. What's up with that?
Oh, Jesus.
Does have a bit of a tackle's body, if you ask me. But how dare you, Jason, be so... Do you know that this was the second...
Hang on.
Do your research.
This is her second consecutive complete game, and that's what you took away? Was what number she wears and some commentary on her body? How dare you, sir? Man, that was pretty good.
Are you okay inside? Does that happen all the time?
Again,
are you just conflicted
before anybody writes my boss? That was just a piece of performance art, okay? Mm-hmm. Don't get all consumed with...
Here's where we give them credit and talk about them respectfully. Starting now.
Real question.
Real question. Okay.
Why softball? Why does it exist?
What do you mean?
Basketball, we have men's basketball and we have women's basketball.
We have to
separate them because the men's they're different caliber of athletes. It makes sense to separate them. Mm-hmm. Why don't we have women's college baseball? Or I might advocate for men's fast pitch softball. What are we doing? Why two different games?
I agree. I do agree with this statement.
I would say that they don't want to do men's softball because they have men's baseball.
Emily,
and
did
they
you
don't
agree
want to
with
encroach.
The tackles body thing? Did you get that
I never
one?
Said that.
Oh, okay.
I did not say that.
You got feet like typewriters.
Yep. Nope. Never said that.
I don't even get that one. What?
So stupid things that NFL scouts say about offensive linemen. I think it means they move fast. They're quick on their feet.
Okay.
I see.
But if you did men's softball, you would say that's encroaching on women's they've carved out this niche. Now, does it originate probably because a bunch of sexist old dudes in the 1920s?
We decided they need a bigger ball, a smaller field.
Yeah. They're just women. They can't throw a pitch overhand. What are you talking about? But they have, much like the Eyes of Texas, had some questionable origins, but now we've embraced it as a tradition. Now softball, like they're all, that's how they, you know, pitchers are doing that. They know how to pitch underhand.
Yeah,
I'm sure they could all. If you said just hey, next year you're playing baseball, that would take an adjustment. You know,
it's a pretty different game.
I would go the other way. I'm not kidding. I think we should start the human body was not supposed to throw a baseball overhand with the force and velocity that they're throwing it now.
Like when you have a hot young rookie pitcher in baseball and he tears his arm off and has to get Tommy J surgery, Tommy John's, the TJ tuck or whatever. And you're like, oh, good. He got it out of the way early.
Yeah, that doesn't.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. But and that's the other in fast pitch softball. You'll see. I told you it's her second consecutive complete game. She pitched 2 days in a row. Like in baseball, you literally pitch and then your arm is wasted for a week. You can't pitch again for 5 days.
But if every team has a guy that can somehow underhand pitch 110 miles an hour and that guy can just go out there night after night after night, you think the game is boring now where nobody's getting hits?
I don't know.
if everybody just has their ace all the time.
I say we cancel baseball and we go all
softball?
Fast pitch softball. Mm. I'm in too. If there's an adult fast pitch softball league, mm-hmm. I'm going to be one of those slapper guys. Just knock the ball on the ground and then beat it out to first. That's going to be my game. All right?
Yeah.
What's funny?
What's funny? Outrunning anything.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the strategy.
I'm fleet of foot, bro. Okay.
Okay.
That's the way that I get around.
I can do a double front flip off a diving board.
AG Rugby is happening this week in Bold Stadium tomorrow night. It's the final home game for AG Rugby. You want to go 512-835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015. Are you smarter than Jason?
Jason.
It's coming up next. Beat me, and you're going to go to AG Rugby tonight. That's a pretty good take, the whole, like, there's no average looking one. Do you ever notice the thing and that stuff?
That is a pretty good take for a toxic male.
I wouldn't do that take. I wouldn't do that.
Just toxic Jason.
Smarter than Jason is coming up next. Good luck. 101X. Morning X, Jason Dick and friends. Need a contestant now to play Smarter Than Jason. 512-835-1015. Didn't I say this a second ago?
Mm-hmm. I think you did.
It's possible. Nobody wants AG Rugby tickets. I don't believe that. Tomorrow night's their final home game. 512-835-1015. Or did Toxic Jason literally drive our listenership to zero?
I think they're all just going to email jasonsboss@krox.com.
That's definitely
right now.
We should set that email address up just to see what happens.
Complaints.
Well, look, for the record, that was y'all's fault. Emily, I said choose your own adventure. You had the chance to stamp it out immediately, and you asked for it. All right?
What? That
it's
was
like Beetlejuice,
not my fault.
Okay?
Beetlejuice.
You say his name, he's going to show up. That's
Jason.
The way
Jason.
512-835-1015. Please help me out here. AG Rugby tickets. Tomorrow, we're going to play some Smarter Than Jason and go.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse. Unlike some people around here.
I'm a college fan.
You're stupid.
Piece of cake. Our contestant is, Aaron.
Hello.
What's up, Aaron? I'm going to the hallway. Good luck.
Aaron, we have three trivia topics for you to choose from. If you get more right than Jason on the one that you choose, then you will get those tickets to go watch those big sweaty guys run around the field tomorrow.
I love rugby.
I know you do. It's because of all the athletic prowess, right?
Yeah, I like sports.
We can tell. Aaron, today you have to choose from cliches, Italian cities, or scientific theories.
Theory.
All right.
Yes, go smart.
Let's do. What geological theory states that the Earth's crust is divided into separate parts that float on and travel independently over the mantle?
I mean, I don't know if it's a theory, but it was Pangea that said that it broke apart.
That is part of it, but we were looking for more specifically plate tectonics.
Yeah, you took it one step further.
I like it. If you don't know the answer, just come up with your other facts. Like, I'm still smart. let's see. Number two, who came up with the law of cosmic expansion that the universe is traveling out? Hint, they named a telescope after him. Who came up with the law of cosmic expansion? And they named a telescope after him for it.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Okay. Buzzer, Emily, please.
All right.
Edwin Hubble. Hubble is the guy you're looking for. Yeah.
All right.
Let's get you on the board with Newton's third law of motion states that for every action, there is a what?
Equal and opposite
reaction. There it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
Baby.
Put it on hold. Get Jason back in here. Already forgot her name. Aaron. Aaron is her name.
I thought you figured it out. You were writing it down.
There's lots of moving parts, okay? Lots of moving parts.
What are the moving parts?
Me and you. Mm-hmm. Switching seats so I could press buttons and you can leave.
I was confused by whether her name was Aaron with an E or an A, and then I decided it's probably an E.
Hang on. If it was A.
It's A-A.
Aaron, A-A-R-O-N?
Yeah.
A-A-Ron?
Yeah.
That's a dude's name.
Oh, wow. I guess this is Toxic Jason still here with us today.
Well, no, but that's just...
I know.
Okay. I mean, because I guess you could have a A-R-Y-N or something like that.
Oh, I'm sure that's happened.
But, yeah. What do you mean you were confused with...
Well, just also, you just said, hey, here's Aaron, and then I heard a voice, and I was like, oh, I
gotta stop around here, okay?
Whatever her name is spelled, she chose scientific theories, however, and her, she got one correct.
One. Okay. Mm-hmm. Scientific theories.
Yes.
Go.
What geological theory states that the Earth's crust is divided into separate parts that float on and travel independently over the mantle?
What geological theory
states that the Earth's crust is divided into separate parts that float on and travel independently over the mantle?
The theory of relativity, Earth relativity.
Yes. Plate tectonics. Plate tectonics.
The plate tectonics theory?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's theory. It's just plate tectonics.
What was the question?
What geological theory? Don't do this. This
don't
is a bad
do
look
what?
On your part.
This is a bad look on my part.
Bad look on your part.
You asked me for
Jason.
A theory.
Do I have to?
No, don't.
Okay. Number two. Who came up with the law of cosmic expansion? Hint, they named a telescope after him.
Copernicus.
No.
No.
Edwin Hubble. Looked at Google Plate Tectonics Dictionary from Oxford Languages, a theory explaining the structure of the Earth's crust. Blah, blah, blah. Theory. Plate Tectonics.
Blah, blah, blah.
No, bitch. Number three, for the tie, Newton's third law of motion states that for every action, there is a what?
Reaction.
Easy. Equal and opposite reaction. Sure, I'll give it to you.
What happened?
Oh, no. There's a man down.
Aaron, in the case of a tie, as we have here, Nick will ask us a quantifiable tiebreaker question. Whoever is closest, you may go over. We'll be the winner. You think of an answer, I'm writing mine down. Aaron, Nick?
As Edwin Hubble was able to determine, our solar system is moving through the universe at how many miles per hour?
Jeez, I'm crow, Donnie. Mm-hmm. Our what?
Solar system. The solar system that we are in.
Is moving?
Is moving. At how many miles per hour?
The solar system is moving?
Everything moves.
Everything moves. We're all moving all the time. Look at me, I'm moving.
Settle down. Take it easy.
I act like I know these.
Okay, Aaron, I've thought of my answer. It's written down. What do you think? How many miles per hour are we moving around at?
I don't think it's in miles, but I do think it's somewhere like, it's close to like 900 kilometers an hour.
Right. Aaron's going to go 900 kilometers an hour. I went 6,900 miles per hour, Bob.
Of course you did.
I don't know the conversions kilometers to miles, but it's 448,000 miles per hour.
That's so one
I'm
for
assuming
me, right?
that's
I win.
She's got it. Okay.
She's got it.
What?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Whatever she said. Okay.
900 kilometers.
900 kilometers. I said 6,900 miles per hour. How is she closer?
She said 900 kilometers?
Yes.
900,000.
Emily, you heard 900 kilometers, right?
I thought I heard 900.
All right, yeah, fine.
Maybe it was 900,000.
Jesus,
I don't know.
This is, oh my God.
This is not good radio!
Aaron, hold on. We're going to check the tape, figure things out.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.
Dr. Mark Malone from Advanced Pain Care on how the spinal cord stimulator blocks pain signals, bringing patients relief at last.
Spinal stimulation is an implantable device consisting of two tiny wires connected to a battery that are placed alongside the spine. These wires emit a tiny electronic signal that blocks the pain signal that travels on nerves.
Advanced Pain Care, 512-244-4272 or online, austinpaindoctor.com.